Radio Daily for Halfway Day. It's February 3rd, 2016. We're almost there the weekend. It's right over there. See, it's peaking. Little son of a bitch, you could come closer. We'd appreciate it. Hello and good morning, and how the hell are you? We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those kinds of crazy places. Well, the folks bringing things to you today. That over there, that crazy person, is Saucy.
Ooh, a joke a day keeps the gloom away.
And of course, I'm the wonderful Billy.
You've got a hard head. How about using it for something other than a blunt object?
That's going to go. What happened today, yeah?
1488, the Portuguese navigator Bartholomew Dias landed at Maceu Bay in the Cape, the first European known to have landed on southern extremity of Africa.
1637, tulip mania collapses in the United Provinces as sellers could no longer find buyers for their bulb contracts.
1690, the first paper money in America was issued by the Massachusetts colony. The currency was used to pay soldiers who were fighting in a war against Quebec.
1834, Wake Forest University is established.
1815, the world's first commercial cheese factory was established in Switzerland.
1870, the 15th Amendment of the United States Constitution is ratified, guaranteeing voting rights to citizens regardless of race.
1900, in Frankfort, Kentucky, gubernatorial candidate William Goebel died from an assassin's bullet wound.
1913, the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution is ratified, authorizing the federal government to impose and collect an income tax.
1917, the U.S. broke off diplomatic relations with Germany, which had announced a policy of unrestricted submarine warfare.
1918, the Twin Peaks Tunnel in San Francisco, California begins service as the longest streetcar tunnel in the world at 11,920 feet, and the owls are not what they seem.
1927, the first federal radio commission was created when U.S. President Calvin Coolidge signed a bill.
1947, the lowest temperature in North America, negative 63.9 centigrade, which is negative 83 Fahrenheit in Snag, Yukon.
Blah. 1966, the first rocket-assisted controlled landing on the moon was made by the Soviet space vehicle Luna 9.
1984, space shuttle program STS-41B is launched using Space Shuttle Challenger.
1989, the South African politician P.W. Botha unwillingly resigned both party leadership and the presidency after suffering a stroke.
1995, astronaut Eileen Collins becomes the first woman to pilot the space shuttle as mission STS-63 gets underway from Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
1998, Texas executed Carla Faye Tucker. She was the first woman executed in the U.S. since 1984.
Birthdays?
Eliza Schneider is 38, voice actor. She did Rebecca Crane in Assassin's Creed.
Nathan Lane is 60. He's been in so many things, but of course, Mouse Hunt.
Morgan Fairchild is 66, Flamingo Road in Mork and Mindy.
Stephen McHattie is 69, the red-haired man from X-Files and tons of stuff. He's one of those guys.
Blythe Danner is 73. She was in 1776, Meet the Parents, Great Santini.
Gwyneth Paltrow's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No longer with us, born in the state in 1821, Elizabeth Blackwell, an American physician and educator.
1904, Pretty Boy Floyd, American gangster.
1911, Robert Earl Jones, an American actor. He was in The Sting, Cotton Club. He's the father of James Earl Jones.
1925, John Fiedler, American actor and singer, Bob Newhart, and Odd Couple. He was also Piglet, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's the voice of Piglet. 1938, Victor Buono, an American actor best known for being King Tut in the 1966 version of Batman.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of Madoff and American Crime.
CBS, new episodes of Broke Girls, Mike and Molly, Criminal Minds, Code Blue.
New episode
Black,
of
whatever it is.
New episode of American Idol and Hell's Kitchen on Fox.
On NBC, The Mystery of the Morning Jog on Los Misterios de Laura, Law & Order SVU and Chicago PID.
New episode of Supernatural and Arrow on the CW.
On Freeform, it's new episodes of Young and Hungry and Baby Daddy.
The Bourne Supremacy on AMC.
Disney XD, New Gamer's Guide to Everything and Star Wars Rebels.
Treehouse Masters on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central, the South Park where Cartman buys an amusement park. And going way back, Big Gay Al's Big Gay Boat Ride.
Norbit on Cinemax.
FX is showing The Purge. It's okay.
Tonight on Discovery Channel, new episode of Dual Survival.
FXX, 21 Jump Street, and Man Seeking Woman.
Invincible on Encore.
MTV, The Challenge. Battle of the Bloodlines. New episode.
Focus on HBO.
BBC America, Next Generation Marathon, Best of Both Worlds. No, it's not hermaphroditic porn.
New episode of Web of Lies, The Sick Boy, on ID.
Spike is showing Dread, followed by iRobot.
New episode of Big Fish Texas on National Geographic.
Sci-Fi Channel, new episode of Face Off.
Tonight on Showtime, Rampart.
True TV with two episodes of Billy on the Street. He's making dreams come true. Billy on the Street.
Avengers Age of Ultron on Stars.
USA is showing G.I. Joe Retaliation, followed by a new episode of Suits.
Tonight on Travel Channel, new episode of Wild Things with Dominic Monaghan.
But tonight we're going to be watching the Hallmark Channel, because when Elizabeth decides to show her dog in competition, she clashes with the arrogant, complicated judge. Donovan Darcy and Ryan Pavey star in Unleashing Mr. Darcy.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Indeed we do. Hey, GRD. I am right there with you, Saucy. I was burned on a Kickstarter once. Saw a game that sounded rather amazing, so I threw a few bucks their way. Delay after delay, then a year goes by with no updates, and then poof, they were gone. Now I do major research before I even thinking about donating, which I still mostly do not do. It is kind of sad that somewhat famous people can be trusted more than just average people, as the whole idea was letting the little guy get some backing for some projects. So thanks for making me trust the world a little less. Still grumbling about those jerks. That's from Tim. Tim had a bad time, it seems like. And I'm sorry you did. I've never had a bad time with Kickstarters, but most of my stuff is not something like a video game or some project like, you know, ant simulators. I do wish people would behave themselves, because, yeah, it makes the world a bad place. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you and talk all about whatever kind of stuff you would like to speak of. So kick back, relax, and we'll be back to wrap this thing up.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Tell them, Robin.
Holy superlatives, Batman! It's really exciting.
Greetings, citizens. Join me, your old bat chum, John S. Drew, on my journey to discover what it is I love about the classic 1966 Batman television series on the Batcave podcast. Each episode, I'm joined by a guest host as we review the classic television series. There's a new episode every 2 weeks. Same bat time, same bat channel on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at thebatcavepodcast.com.
Holy memoranda, folks. Make a note not to miss it.
Good thinking, Robin.
Hey, it's Srock Lofton, all you nerds out there. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. It is your halfway day, and that means it is time to spend some money.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious, not so serious, all kinds of stuff is out there at your local neighborhood comic shop today, including...
From Avatar Press, Code Prue, number 2, Cross Badlands, number 93, God is Dead, number 47, Mercury Heat, number 7, Provenance, number 7, and War Stories, number 16.
Wow, Archie really hurt you. Boom Studios, Giant Days, number 11, Kennel Block Blues kicks off a 4-issue miniseries, regular shows at 32, Toil and Trouble wraps up at 6, and Woods is at 20.
They're just still on a break, I guess, at Archie. Danger Zone, Tomboy, number 3. Vamp Blade number 1, Vamp Blade, and Victorious number 1.
From Dark Horse Comics, Angel and Faith season 10 number 23, Barbed Wire's at 8, Joe Gollum Occult Detective is almost done at 4, Lara Croft and the Frozen Omen wraps up its 5, Lone Wolf 2100 number 2, and Mystery Girl number 3.
From Dynamite Entertainment, Bob's Burgers number 8, Deja Thoris number 1, Grumpy Cat volume 1, Lady Rawhide, Lady Zero, Red Sonja Conan, Blood of a God, and Train Called Love number 5.
DC Comics, Action Comics is at 49, Batgirl's at 48, Batman 66 meets the Man from U.N.C.L.E. halfway to its 6 issues, Batman and Robin Eternals at 18, Batman Beyond at 9, Batman Europa wraps up at 4, Detective Comics is at 49, as is Green Arrow and Green Lantern, Injustice Gods Among Us year 5 number 3, Superman The Coming of the Supermen kicks off 6 issues, Swamp Thing number 2 of 6, and Unfollow number 4.
From IDW Publishing, Amazing Forest number 2, Angry Birds Comics number 2, Donald Duck number 10, Eighth Seal number 3, My Little Pony Friends Forever number 25, Popeye Classics, number 4, Uncle Scrooge, number 11, Victory City, number 2, and X-Files Anthology, volume 2.
Marvel Comics, A-Force, number 2, Amazing Spider-Man's at 7, Captain America, Sam Wilson, number 6, Captain Marvel, number 2, Contest of Champions is at 5, Deadpool and the Mercs for Money kicks off at 1, Doctor Strange is at 5, Guardians of Infinity at 3, Howard the Ducks at 4, Invincible Iron Man's at 6, Obi-Wan and Anakin, number 2 of 5, Rocket Raccoon and Grooter at 2, Scarlet Witch at 3, as is Spider-Gwen, Spider-Man number 1 kicks off a brand new series today, Spidey's at 3, Squadron Supreme 1, Uncanny Avengers 5, Uncanny X-Men number 3. So get out there and buy yourself some damn comics.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So we talked about it before, how there's going to be a Power Rangers movie. Big old huge Power Rangers movie. And yeah, well, we know that the villain of it is going to be, they're going old school just for you, Rita Repulsa.
Nice!
Who will be played by Elizabeth Banks.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's a strange thing. She's done comedy. This is supposed to be funny, I suppose. And if you know Elizabeth Banks, you know, she gets to ham it up because I doubt they're going for the serious news on this. But yeah, Power Rangers the movie gets Rita Repulsa. Elizabeth Banks. This just seems incredibly odd and nowhere near what I would expect for a casting of something like this.
Take human sweat as a way of transferring heat away from lowering body temperature. The composition of sweat could be used to gather health data. They've come out with a new prototype, like workout wristwatch band thing, like the Fitbit and things like that. And it absorbs your sweat and tracks your whatever levels of this and that that's in sweat that track your health. So basically, I mean, I guess you get a little looking, I guess things like probably blood pressure,
sure,
cholesterol maybe.
Yeah. I can see that.
Heart rate. I'm sure those things, but I mean, that's not sweat related. I don't know what else you would, lactic acid, sodium,
quick,
and
I
potassium.
Need milk.
This is interesting, but it looks like the model, you'll see it in the picture, but it looks like it's unfinished, but that's their maybe that's their prototype, but it just looks all it's see-through and you can see all the inner workings of it. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay. When NASA's first mission to Mars kicks off in 2018, the goal is to make sure that the agency's new rocket can make it out before they start sending people. So instead of a crew, the first mission is going to have equipment for 13 science projects, including a gigantic laser flashlight that will orbit the moon. Although the space launch system is headed towards Mars, the Cube satellite missions will be released along the way to hit different destinations, one towards an asteroid, several to the moon, and several others just to drift in deep space. And one of them, of course, is the highly concentrated laser that will fly above the moon, scanning it for water. This lunar flashlight will eventually give us a map of where to find water sources on the moon, since we now know you can do that. And when people ask, why would we do this? Because one day, we're going to need the water. I promise you.
Grab your pitchforks, Seagate customers, because they do hard drives. And they did some 1.5 terabyte and 3 terabyte hard drives. And they are now subject of a class action lawsuit. These were really, really poorly done hard drives. Some of them weren't even able to survive a single day of use before they broke. To make matters worse, when they were sent in for a factory warranty type thing, they were sent the same failure-prone hard drives as replacements. The claim has been put forth by the law firm of Haggins, Berman, and Scheller. So I guess that's something else that you can get a little bit of money. Everybody gets a little bit of money.
Oh, I gotta find that check. I got one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for that. So Nintendo is possibly getting back into virtual reality. The company recently acknowledged at a investor briefing that it was looking into the emerging sector of VR, with the Oculus Rift and whatnot coming out. No real plans as to what they're going to do, but everyone remembers the Virtual Boy, the thing, the system, the console, basically you strapped to your head and played games in red, and, ooh, look, part of it's in 3D, kind of, it looks like. So strange. Now, the 3DS has played around with augmented reality, and pointing the system at something and having stuff pop out of tables and whatnot, which is kind of fascinating. But if they're talking virtual reality again, Could that be something to do with a new home system? Could that be something to do with the smartphone stuff coming out in March? I don't know, but VR is real, and it's here to stay. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Distribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, Non-States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. I mean, why not? Get yourself the app, and hey, if there's anywhere that you can give a positive review to us, please do. Or a negative one. As long as you're talking about us in some way, shape, or form, we believe it has to help. That's simply the way it goes. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Have yourself some fun reading some comics, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
I have no patience for useless things. No, it must not end like this.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Ah, come on, face it, Cleo. Fate has pushed us together, and no man can split us asunder.
For the last time, I am not Cleopatra, and you certainly are not King Tut.
Bite your tongue.
She speaks heresy, omnipotent one.
Lord Chancellor, you don't understand women. Beneath it all, she's aflame with love for
me. Ugh.
Eat your heart out.
Please, I beg of you. Next to Bruce Wayne, my father is probably the wealthiest man in Gotham City. He'll pay you anything if you'll just let me go.
She speaks with straight tongue, sire. We could make a good deal. The market is strong for young heiresses right now.
Silence, tucklings! There will be no deal consummated until after our marriage.